أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. This is the starting of Surah Baqarah, and it starts with the letters Alif Lam Mim. These are what are known as حروف مقطعات. That is alphabets which are read separately. These are the Arabic alphabets, Alif, Lam, Mim. And they are read separately, therefore they are called Muqatta'at, the alphabets which are read separately. And this is from those ayats of the Quran which are known as Mutashabihat. That is, that the meaning of which is known only to Allah Ta'ala. For us, we have full iman and yaqeen on it. It is from Allah Ta'ala. And a great lesson is taught right at the beginning of the Quran Sharif, that the meanings of these words, Alif Lam Mim, is known only to Allah Ta'ala. And we don't know the meaning, but we believe in it. And a person might think that when I don't understand, how can I believe in it? How can I make amal on it? So the Quran Sharif teaches right at the beginning that what is the word of Allah, whether we understand, we don't understand, we believe in it. And it is our full yaqeen that it is from Allah Ta'ala, as Allah says with regard to the mutashabihat, وَقَالَ الرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ آمَنَّا بِهِ كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ رَبِّنَا. That to the people who have drunk deep in the fountain of knowledge of deen, they say we believe in it wholeheartedly, we have got no doubt in it. So that is that yaqeen that is required when starting to read the Quran, that it is my Allah's word. And I believe in it, whether I understand it or I don't understand it. Here is a great answer which Hazrat Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali should give to those people who say that there is only benefit in reading the Quran Sharif when we understand it. If we don't understand it, what's the benefit of reading it? Like parrot fashion, they say, a small boy becomes hafiz. So Maulana should say that these very first words, very first alphabet by which the Quran starts, show us the meaning. Nobody can show the meaning of it. But there is reward on it. And so much reward that for each letter there is 10 rewards just for reading it without understanding it also. And if we, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah has explained, that these are what mad, the lam and meem is twice. So 3 letters, and if we take into consideration that they are with the extension, that is with mud, then they are not only three letters, but 30 letters, and according to that we get our rewards. So the Quran Sharif starts with these letters, which we don't understand, we believe in it fully, and that is how the yaqeen of a mu'min must be, that the Quran is the absolute word of Allah. Whether I understand, I don't understand. Like the very many ayats which are mutashabihat, which people of great total knowledge also don't understand, but we believe in it all as from Allah Ta'ala. Ulama, the vast majority of the Sahaba believe that the meaning of this word, of these letters, is known only to Allah Ta'ala. And then there are another group of ulama who believe that these alphabets are in short, that is abbreviated form for the whole surah. And then from Dhalikal Kitab, then the whole explanation of Alif Lam Mim, what is contained in here which we don't understand, it is now in this whole surah. Dhalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fih, the whole kitab also, and the whole surah of Surah Baqarah. Other ulama, they have the opinion that these words, Alif Lam Mim, they are the alphabets of the Arabic language. And these, and now the whole Quran is comprises with the same alphabets of the language. Just like the whole English language, what A, B, C, everything is written, then it is written with the alphabet. Like that, the whole Quran Sharif. So those Arabs particularly who did not believe in it as the word of Allah, and na'uzu billah, they used to say that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has composed this himself. Or there is somebody who is teaching him and he is saying these words. So Allah challenges them that the very same tools that were the alphabets of the Arabic language, Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, in which is Alif, Lam, Mim also, that these very tools are in your hands also. And in fact, you are great poets. The Arabs were very great poets. And they call themselves as Arab, that those who can talk. And they call the non-Arabs as Ajam, who are dumb, who don't even know how to talk. So they were so proficient in their language. And then they were philosophers. They were great historians also. But, and you have the same tools, and you have studied Arabic. You compose great poetry also. Bring a kitab like the Quran Sharif. Bring one ayat like the Quran. Bring 10 ayats. Bring one ayat like the Quran. You have the same tools also. So the Quran challenges them right from the beginning that these alphabets, Alif, Lam, Mim, Alif, Ba, Ta, Tha, you also have got these alphabets. So when you have got them, compose one ayat like the Quran, and till today nobody has to take up this challenge. And those who think that they have taken up the challenge have just composed and covered some rubbish. But the meaning of the Quran Sharif, every ayat, how great it is, only it is the word of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Then these words, there are 29 surahs of the Quran Sharif that starts with Huruf and Muqatta'at. Ulama have written that the Arabic alphabets are also, how many the surahs are, so many are the Arabic alphabets also. And then the alphabet that have been used, like here, Alif, Lam, Mim, other place, Ha, Mim, other place, Ain, Sin, Qaf, many other places, they are half of the alphabets that are of the Arabic language. And then these words, these alphabets, are those words in the signs of Qiraat of Quran Sharif. The alphabets are divided in various types of groups, which are pronounced with very strongly, lightly, etc. Half of them are all those types of alphabets are in these alphabets which come at the beginning of the surahs. Other ulama have written great points that these alphabets, Alif, Lam, Mim, they are the muhaddithin, etc. With the kasra, the zair on the dal, muhaddithin. These people, their belief and opinion is that the meanings of these are known only by Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Then there are another group of ulama who are the muhaddithin. That is, with the zabar on the dal, that the people whom Allah speaks to, whom Allah opens up himself to. And the great ulama and the great sufiya and awliya are amongst those people whom Allah Ta'ala informs them of the knowledge which other people don't know. So this Alif, Lam, Mim and all these huruf and muqatta'at, they are those people whom Allah opens up the meaning to, and they are so great meanings, and the realm they go into when they understand this, nobody can ever imagine. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. No, nobody knows what great enjoyment they have when Allah opens. Like that, the whole Quran, whole Sharif also has got an outward meaning and an inward meaning. And then the huruf and mutashabihat are known only to Allah, but when Allah opens up this meanings to these great people, then they understand what great enjoyments. And then again, these are just facets which Allah opens, like a diamond, and that is cut with so many cuts, every facet of it, it looks so beautiful, the shining or the shine of it. What can a diamond ever compare with the words of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? And those very fortunate people, we cannot imagine, who are sunk in sin and guna and in doubt, we can't get those people who have purified themselves. Their hearts are pure, their hearts incline only to Allah Ta'ala, to Deen and Akhirat. Allah opens up the meanings, and these people, what enjoyment they get, we cannot imagine. So the very first alphabets of the Quran Sharif, of Surah Baqarah, are so great than what will be in the rest of the Quran Sharif. How much Allah has blessed the Muslims with. May Allah make it that we make the Quran Sharif our prime object in our lives. Today, unfortunately, the mobile phone, the smartphone, has taken place precedence over everything. Precedence for over the wife also, over the husband also, over our own benefits also, and unfortunately over the Quran Sharif. If we make the Quran Sharif the object of our lives, we will see what great treasures Allah has kept for us, and what great enjoyments there are kept in the Quran Sharif. May Allah, out of His mercy and kindness, let engage us with the Quran, make it the object of our lives. وآخر دعوانا.